7:06 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. It's Tuesday, July the 5th, 2022. TN5 congressional candidate Jeff Beierlein, who's running for the GOP nomination, will be our guest at 7:15. But right now, I want to talk with our official guest host of the Tennessee Star Report and the lead political reporter of the Tennessee Star, Aaron Gulbertson. Now, Aaron, we were just talking about Attorney General Slattery, whose term is up, whose 8-year term is up August 31st. He says he doesn't want to come back again. So the Supreme Court in the state of Tennessee, the only state of the union where the attorney general is selected by the 5 members of the Supreme Court, he has not joined any of the other states that have sued the Defense Department over this a COVID-19 vaccine requirement for Tennessee National Guard members. Now they're not being paid, those who didn't take the vaccine, and they're on their way out.
Right.
And so this is the kind of, shall we say, passivity, shall we say, that we don't want to see in a Tennessee attorney general. And again, Slattery is a good attorney. And when he decides to take a case, he does well. Although he's not led on a number of these issues, he's led on one or two. But for the most part, he's missed it. Now, here in Tennessee, according to our state constitution, the attorney general is selected by the 5 members of the Tennessee Supreme Court. Last time they did this, in September of 2014, they selected Herb Slattery.
Yep.
And he was one of 8 finalists that they had perfunctory kind of last-minute hearings about. He was basically Governor Haslam's pick.
Yeah.
In essence, that Supreme Court rubber-stamped his pick, even though the state constitution gives the governor no role in this process. Now, by tradition, I suppose, that's what happened. I've got some interesting information for you, Aaron. I'd like to get your reaction to this. There are 5 members of the Tennessee Supreme Court. 4 of those members were appointed and confirmed after the last time they selected an attorney general. My point on all this is it was not a particularly transparent process back then. Do we have any expectation that the process this time will be more transparent? And does the Tennessee General Assembly want to play a role?
Well, it would be really interesting if those 4, not new, but newer, right, than Tennessee Supreme Court justices had decided to put their own stamp on the process and make it a lot more transparent. I've heard some proposals being floated out there to give the Tennessee General Assembly an advisory role in the process, even though it's not in the Constitution, but to have some hearings for in the interest of transparency with the legislators. Because, I mean, think about it this way, too. You have the attorney general who works, obviously, in the judicial branch. He's appointed by that, works with the General Assembly and works with the governor. So it is in the interest of the people, you would think, to have a completely transparent process. Because you're not just appointing a standard bureaucrat here. You're appointing the chief lawyer for the state. And so it would be very interesting to see if these justices would actually decide that, you know, hey, we're newer than the last guy. Let's put our own stamp on the
process.
Well,
and let's just make this other part of the argument. I think these justices, these 5 justices, you know, I haven't tracked all of their cases, but the cases that I've tracked, I think they came down on the right side of the law.
Yeah.
In significant ways. There was back in, I think, 2018, an election issue about timing of election where they made the right choice for the mayor's election. They followed the state law.
Yep.
In the education vouchers.
Yep.
They came down on the side of the governor, but they followed the state law.
Right.
Allowing calling that law constitutional. In the whole, you know, carpetbagger Robbie Starbuck fiasco on his part, I think they made the right choice there as well. So I think judicially they've got a very good track record. It would seem to me, and I'm, you know, they may be listening to us, we call them every day and say, yep, you know, what's happening. They haven't officially told us, but I think they kind of can read the room, and the room is, it's time for transparency.
Right.
Will you be calling them today?
Yes, I will, as I do every day.
We call every day. When are you announcing the finalists? And when will you hold hearings? And will they be open and transparent and robust as opposed to perfunctory? We'll have that and more when we get back. Hey, if all goes well, Jeff Beierlein will join us on the Newsmaker line. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.